Friendship Street Up. Knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. Hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Ah, yes, friend, that's right. So glad that you're here on this ninth day of May, 2013. Friend, how are you? It's the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends. My name is Joey Kroll. So good to be spending some time here with you. And yesterday, you gotta pray for my dentist. I officially had my first dentist appointment yesterday in years. I mean, years. And my poor dentist almost had a heart attack. So, praise God for insurance. Amen. Well, friend, it is so good to see you, even though I can never have chocolate ever again, according to Mr. Dentist Guy. But, hey, tonight is part three of the Merge Gospel Bible Study. Yeah, we're doing that again tonight at the Judah Christian School. And we do want to say thank you to the Savoy 16 Theater for providing popcorn for tonight's study. And if you still want to show up, if you still want to join in, you're invited to be part tonight. Join in. We still have a couple of books remaining, and you can sit in on Bible study number three tonight. You can get more information by giving us a call, 217-367-7777. Also, this weekend, of course, is Mother's Day. Any big plans for Mother's Day? I had a chance to mail out a Mother's Day card to my mom Tuesday. I had a chance to do that and make sure that it gets there before Sunday, because the last few years, those Mother's Day cards I've been sending have been getting in like the Monday after, which is just kind of defeats the whole purpose. But I made sure it was in the mail Tuesday night, and just to let my mom know I was thinking about her, and plus I'll obviously give her a call as well. But there is a song entitled The Mom Song. It's by a young lady by the name of Anita Renfro. She is a Christian comedian, and she came up with a song called The Mom Song, and I wanted to share it with you today in honor of Mother's Day. And she did this song in the rendition of the William Tell Overture. And she did it with all the famous mom sayings, things that moms say over and over and over again. It's hilarious. So, in honor of Mother's Day, this is Christian artist Anita Renfro and The Mom Song.
Get up now, get up out of bed. Wash your face, brush your teeth, comb your sleepy head. Here's your clothes and your shoes, hear the words I said. Get up now, get up and make your bed. Are you hot, are you cold, are you wearing that? Where's your books and your lunch and your homework at? Grab your coat and your gloves and your scarf and hat. Don't forget, you gotta feed the cat. Eat your breakfast, the experts tell us it's the most important meal of all. Take your vitamins so you will grow up one day to be big and tough. And remember, the orphan goddess will be seeing you at 3-2. Don't forget, your piano lesson is this afternoon, so you must play. Don't shovel, choose lovely, but hurry, the bus is here. Be careful, come back here. Did you wash behind your ears? Play outside, don't leave rough. Would you just play fair? Be polite, make a friend, don't forget to share. Work it out, wait your turn, never take a dare. Get along, don't make me come down there. Clean your room, fold your clothes, put your stuff away. Make a bed, do it now. Do we have all day? Were you born in a barn? Would you like some hay? Can you even hear a word I say? Get off the phone, don't sit so close, turn it down. No texting at the table, no more computer time tonight. Your iPod's my iPod if you don't listen up. Where are you going in? Think you're coming home? Say thank you, please, excuse me, makes you welcome everywhere you roam. You'll appreciate my wisdom someday when you're older and you're grown. Can't wait till you have a couple little children of your own. You'll thank me for the counsel I gave you so willingly, but right now I thank you not to roll your eyes at me. Close your mouth when you chew, we'd appreciate. Take a bite, maybe two, of the stuff you hate. Use your fork, do not burp, or I'll set you straight. Eat the food I put up on your plate. Get an A, get a door, don't be smart with me. Get a grip, get in here, I'll count 2, 3. Get a job, get a life, get a PhD, get a ghost. I don't care if you started, you're grounded until you're 36. Get your story straight and tell the truth for once, for heaven's sake. And if all your friends jumped off a cliff, would you jump too? If I've said it once, I've said at least 1,000 times before that you're too old to act this way. It must be your father's DNA. Look at me when I am talking, stand up straighter when you walk a place. For everything and everything must be in place. Stop crying or I'll give you something real to cry about. Oh! Brush your teeth, wash your face, get your PJs on. Get in bed, get a hug, say a prayer with mom. Don't forget, I love you. And tomorrow we will do this all again, because your mom's whatever it's, you don't need the reason why. Because. I said so. I'm the mom. The mom. Ta-da!
Christian comedian Anita Renfro and the Mom Song. Yes, that's right. In honor of Mother's Day this Sunday, friend. I hope you make it a good one this Sunday for Mother's Day. Well, our devotion for today will be coming from the book of Exodus. Right after this song, we will glorify on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends on Great News Radio. To the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends right here on Great News Radio. Friend, how are you? My name is Joey Kroll. Have you ever in your life ever looked at your circumstance or looked at a situation and thought there's no way God would show up or do a miracle in this situation? Have you ever thought that? I think we all have, at least once or twice. At least I have, maybe once or twice, three or four times in my life, where I looked at the circumstance and said, there's no way that God would show up. There's no way that God can turn this mess around, or whatever it was. Forgetting that God is all powerful. Forgetting that God is the God of restoration. Forgetting that God is a God of great, mighty power, who all he had to do was speak this world into existence and it happened. Have you ever been there? I know I have, a few times. And throughout the book of Exodus, we read about the Israelites, the children of the promise, being under harsh slavery from the Egyptians. And God called up Moses to go rescue his people. And through a series of 10 plagues, Pharaoh finally let the Israelites go. But after a while, Pharaoh changed his mind. He wanted his slaves back. So after the Israelites got a pretty good head start, Pharaoh sent his people to go get his slaves back. Now, the people of God, the Israelites, were leaving Egypt primarily on foot with their various animals. Now, this wasn't a very fast-paced race to the Promised Land. I mean, it was a walking caravan, over a million men, women, and children. Now, even though they had a good head start going to the Promised Land, it wouldn't take long for the Egyptians to start closing in on them. So if you have your Bibles this morning, this is where I want to pick up, because I think we've all been in this situation once or twice. Exodus chapter 14, verses 10 to 14. So Exodus chapter 14, we'll pick up in verse 10. As Pharaoh approached, the Israelites looked up, and there were the Egyptians marching after them. They were terrified and cried out to the Lord. They said to Moses, "Was it because there were no graves in Egypt that you brought us to this desert to die? What have you done to us by bringing us out of Egypt? Didn't we say to you in Egypt, 'Leave us alone, let us serve the Egyptians'? It would have been better for us to serve the Egyptians than to die here in the desert." In verse 13, Moses answered the people, "Do not be afraid. Stand firm, and you will see the deliverance the Lord will bring you today. The Egyptians you see today, you will never see again. The Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still." It's so funny. What we learn from this text is that, you know, while we may be taken out of slavery in an instant, it takes much longer to take the slavery out of us. See, from the moment Pharaoh released them from Egypt, they were no longer slaves, right? Their identity has changed. It had changed. It was over. And yet, instead of looking forward to the Promised Land, they look back toward their life in Egypt. Why in the world would they want to go back? After everything God had shown them, how could they doubt? They were wanting to go back to their old life because, friend, it was comfortable. It was something that was known to them. See, when we trust in Jesus Christ, we are pulled out of slavery to sin. We are taken from the domain of darkness and placed in the kingdom of light. We are justified and declared legally innocent in the sight of the Lord because of the righteousness of Christ is credited to us. But how often do we longingly look back on the days of when we were slaves? How often do we find ourselves wishing that we can go back because we had learned how to make slavery comfortable? Learning to live free is hard when all you know is how to be a slave. See, friend, the behavior of the Israelites, the way they responded in this passage, is nothing to look down at. It's a portrait that reveals our own hearts and exposes our tendency to reject God because we are so used to serving a different master. And I love how Moses handled the people's hysteria by commanding them, "Do not be afraid. Know that the Lord will fight for you," is what he said. Then as he stretched out his staff, and you can read about this too in Exodus, God split the sea that was blocking the Israelites in, and Moses led his people through on dry land. How cool is that? See, once the Hebrews, the Israelites, were through the other side, the waters fell. See, in a moment, Egypt's most powerful army was wiped away from the face of the earth. The great empire had fallen. So in other words, they came to a point, they got to the sea, and they didn't know where else to go, and they saw Pharaoh's people closing in on them, and they were getting scared. He brought them to a place, watch this now, where they felt the pressure. Yeah, the Red Sea was in front of them and the Egyptians were right behind them and they had nowhere to go, friend. They had to wait on God. And right on time, God showed up. God did a miracle right on time. Even when it seems like he is late, he is still on time. They felt the pressure. So friend, are you feeling the pressure today where you have to wait on God for him to make the next move? See, what we like to do, mainly myself, we like to help God out, don't we? You know, it's said that God doesn't wear a watch. And I'm like, you know what? I can buy him a watch, okay? But sometimes God will allow us to be at a place where there's no way out. And the only thing that we have to do is trust him. And right on time, God separated the seas for his children. And did you know that he's still doing the same thing for us today? For the Israelites, it was the departing of the Red Sea. But for you, it can be something else. It can be waiting for a healing in your life. It can be being called out of depression or oppression, or waiting on God for that job opportunity, or waiting on God for the house to sell, or waiting on God to save those kids and those grandkids of yours, or saving a loved one, and God is still separating the Red Seas today in your life and mine. And all we need to do, friend, is the same thing that Moses commanded the Israelites to do. He says, the Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still. Friend, I encourage you here today on this Thursday to be still. Still, not only your body physically, but still your mind as well. And know that God is God. He is still on his throne. Despite the circumstances, despite the situation, God is God no matter what.
The news came to Jesus. Please come fast. Lazarus is sick, and without your help, he will not last. Mary and Martha watched their brother die. They waited for Jesus. He did not come. They wondered why. The death watch was over. Buried 4 days. Somebody said, he'll soon be here. The Lord's on his way. Martha ran to him, and then she cried. Lord, if you had been here, you could have healed him. He'd still be alive. But you're 4 days late.
Even when it seems like he's late, he is still on time. Amen and amen. That is Karen Pack in New River and 4 days Late, right here on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends. My name is Joey Kroll, and friend, thank you so much for just letting me spend some time with you as part of your Thursday. And if you want to catch up with this radio ministry, you can find out more about us by visiting greatnewsradio.org. And if you want to rehear some of the songs or rehear the devotion for today or any of the past archive programs from Mark and Friends, just check out the archive program section at our website, greatnewsradio.org, greatnewsradio.org. Well, coming up in the studio tomorrow, Mark and Jason for the Friday edition of Mark and Friends, where they will continue their study on the book of Acts. That's coming up at 7:32 tomorrow morning for the Friday edition of Mark and Friends. Until next time, remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.